You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Welcome to the 100th episode of A Little Jazz Show coming right out of Kansas City, Missouri. Kicking off this centennial show is the great Count Basie Orchestra with a 2009 song called Count on Swinging, featuring the great Will Matthews on guitar. William Count Basie started the Count Basie Orchestra back in 1935 in this town. And within a year, America was listening in on popular radio shows throughout the country to hear what would become the swinginest band in all the land. Since Basie's passing in 1984, Thad Jones, Frank Foster, Grover Mitchell, and others have led the Count Basie Orchestra and maintained it as one of the elite performing organizations in jazz. Over the years, the orchestra has won 17 Grammys and 20 Downbeat and Jazz Times polls. Not too shabby. And with that, we've begun with an institution in Kansas City and kicked off a theme of the finest musicians in Kansas City giving you the jazz today. Welcome to another hour of Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of jazz and musicians that are the finest in the world, right here in Kansas City. Each and every show features the best jazz we can find. Cats like Mike Matheny, Bobby Watson, David Bassey, and many more. This next cat is one of the coolest in the Kansas City scene today, and he's quite busy, and for good reason. Here's Mr. Stan Kessler with the horns with the 2005 song Nutville off the Joe Cartwright Presents album. And Mr. John Christopher, what do you say we begin?
I say engage.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Stanton Kessler, Kansas City trumpet player, welcoming you to Neon Jazz with Joe Domingo.
When Sunny gets blue, her eyes get gray and cloudy, then the rain begins to fall. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, love is gone, so what can matter? No sweet love a man comes to call. When Sunny gets blue, she breathes a sigh of sadness, like the wind that stirs the trees. Wind that sets the leaves to swaying, like some violins are playing weird and haunting melodies. People used to love to hear her laugh, see her smile. Well, that's how she got her name. Since that sad affair, she's lost her smile, changed her style somehow. She's not the same, but memories will fade, pretty dreams will rise up where her other dreams fell. Kiss away each lonely tear and hold her near when Sunny gets blue. Yes, people used to love to hear her laugh, see her smile. Ooh, that's how she got her name. Since that sad she's lost her smile, changed her style somehow. She'll never ever be the same. Memories will fade, pretty dreams will rise up where other dreams fall. And hold her near. Please hold her near. Just hold her near when Sunny gets blue.
That was the darling of the Kansas City Jazz Voices and one of the best ever, Marilyn May with the song When Sunny Gets Blue off the 1966 album called Sounds of May. This cabaret singer and music theater actress was born in Wichita, Kansas, and began her career as a young child performing in Kansas in both live concerts and on the radio. After graduating from high school, she moved to Chicago, where she drew the attention of Steve Allen, performing first on The Steve Allen Show and later on The Tonight Show. To this day, she holds the distinction, which is quite nice, as being the most frequently heard singer in The Tonight Show history, with a total of 76 times on the show, and Johnny Carson adored her. Ella Fitzgerald referred to her as the greatest white female singer in the world, and that's saying something. She continues to globetrot at the age of 85 and still sounds sharp as a tack. What do you think about that, Mr. Christopher?
I remember watching her one evening when I was a teenager, and I won't say when that was. She was on the Johnny Carson show, and she had just finished a Jerome Kern song with Doc Severinsen, you know, just blowing the orchestra away there in the background. And when she got done with that, Johnny leapt to his feet, clapping, and said, "That's the way it should be done."
And she knew how to do it. From one Kansas City legend to a new voice on the Kansas City scene that is doing quite well. Here's the great Megan Birdsall with the song Born to Be Blue, with a little blues in the theme here with the women, off a 2007 album called Little Jazz Bird.
Some folks were meant to live in clover, but they are such a chosen few. Clover being green is something I've never seen, 'cause I was born to be blue. When there's a yellow moon above me, they say there's moonbeams I should view. And moonbeams being gold is something I can't behold, 'cause I was born to be blue. When I met you, the world was bright and sunny. When you left, the curtain fell. I like to laugh, but nothing strikes me funny. Now my life's a faded pastel. Well, I'm luckier than most folks. I've known the thrill of loving you, and that alone is more than I was created for, 'cause I was born to be blue. Nothing strikes me funny. Now my life's a faded pastel. Well, I guess I'm luckier than most folks. I've known the thrill of loving you, and that alone is more than I was created for, 'cause I was born to be blue. I was born to be blue. I was born to be blue.
Hi, this is Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was Kansas City organist Ken Laverne with the tune Seven Sticks. Ken is also a composer in addition to his work on the Hammond B3. Ken graduated from the Conservatory of Music of the University of Missouri at Kansas City and went on to work with Kansas City vocalist Ida Macbeth. Over the years, he has performed with talents such as Les McCann, Kevin Mahogany, Cecil Payne, and the great Eric Alexander. He continues to be very busy locally, and chances are you're going to see him because he gets around quite a bit. This next musician on the show is one of the finest over the years here in Kansas City, and he has legendary status. Here's David Bassey off the impressive 2012 disc, his latest, called Uptown, with the song 52nd and Broadway.
I gotta get on over to the west side of town. That's the place to go when you gotta blow. We're the coolest cats. It's off the Broadway where it meets at 52nd Street. Just follow the beat and you'll be bopping with the top of all the jazz elites. It doesn't get much finer when the changes go from major than to minor. I get my kicks. Some chicks are at a table and nod to the music while they're softly snapping their fingers to the beat. Oh, you're cool, baby. But Dizzy Gillespie said to Charlie Parker, everybody here on the scene knows that the bird had it. He simply take the fifth and then he flatted. There isn't any other town in all of the world, not that you can name. Jazz is so alive, never any jive. You'll hear it right when you arrive. This is the place for me. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. I gotta get on over to the west side of town. That's the place to go when you gotta blow. We're the coolest cats. It's off to Broadway where it meets at 52nd Street. Just follow the lead and you'll be bopping with the top of all the jazz elite. It doesn't get much finer when the changes go from major then to minor. I get my kicks. Some chicks are at a table and nod to the music while they softly slapping their fingers to the beat. Ooh, you're cool, baby. But Dizzy Gillespie said to Charlie Parker, everybody here on the scene knows that the bird had it. He simply take the fifth and then he flatted. There isn't any other town in all of the world. Nothing you can name. Jazz is so alive, never any jive. You'll hear it right when you arrive. This is the place for me. Ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la-dee-ooh-la
Hey, I'm Mark the Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the great and very busy drummer and bandleader Abel Ramirez with the tune Candy. His specialty is nailing the sounds of the early big band era, and he's good at it, along with the crooners that made the girls dance. Cats like Count Basie, Frankie Sinatra, Bobby Darin, and the great Glenn Miller. With his 18-piece band, he brings back the era and puts a sure smile on the faces of all that experience his music. Abel is a class act, and we're glad to have him back on the program. Our next musician on Neon Jazz is the great pianist and live performer, Bram Wienans, with a cool little tune. You may hear it at the Majestic, Lover Come Back to Me.
Bassist. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the great Kansas City drummer Brian Stever with the song I Hear a Rhapsody. And he's on a greater mission to inject joy into every musical situation he finds himself in. He graduated from UMKC, where he was fortunate enough to study with Brandon Draper and the legendary Bobby Watson. He performs live quite a bit these days and plays with a host of local cats like Mike Matheny, Matt Otto, Bob Bowman, Jeff Harshbarger, and with the Herman Mahari Trio. Catch him with any number of current KC musicians and you'll thank yourself. This next cat is on an album that is one of my favorites from last year. Here's Hammond B3 organist Chris Hazelton with his trio with the song Have You Met Miss Jones off the 2012 album called Peregrine Nation.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was a friend of the show, a great jazz musician, and a true ambassador here in Kansas City. Trumpeter and flugelhorn player Mike Matheny with the 2005 song One Note Samba off the album Joe Cartwright Presents. And I could go on and on about Mike, but Kansas City is better off for having him around. We're going to end this show, our 100th episode of Neon Jazz, with the great E.E. Pointer with the sharp touch with his song Say Yes. He's busy with the River Cow Orchestra around town and is another quality act to catch live. Great to have E.E. on the show again. Before we leave, thanks for listening to the show and helping us to our 100th hour of jazz music. And to all the Kansas City musicians that helped be a part of this celebratory episode, we live in a jazz-rich town, and I'm glad to profile these cats performing night in and night out for each and every one of us. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the reason you've heard all this jazz, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo!
Talk to us about our show, send us some suggestions, let us know you're out there. We'll take 100-word tweets. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. John, join me here. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Well, you know what? We have arrived at this point where we have the 100th show almost underneath our belt, and I couldn't find a better way to celebrate it than to have a little bit of the bubbly.
All right. Oh, let's pour some of that little bubbly.
There we go.
I don't know if it's going to be
there.
We got
a little bit of the bubble there.
Joe, it's been a great ride, and will continue to be.
Here's to the next 100.
And to you for listening. Thank you so much for listening to Neon Jazz.
We love you madly.
Skull!
Crossbones!
Well, I think that went pretty well.
Neon Jazz.